Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time for us to chat a little bit of nutrition. And we head back to Singapore now for returning guest, Roger Hatsky. Roger, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. It's good to have you with us. Nutrition, it's a vital cog in the sort of wheel, and it's one that a lot of people often neglect.
Absolutely. It's the fourth discipline and equal to some total of the others. Without it, you won't, particularly Iron Man, you won't survive. It's absolutely critical.
Talk to me about your approach to nutrition.
It's certainly evolved over the last 3 years or so. When I first started out, it was a bit of trial and error and hit and miss in terms of what I tried to use and what I found worked. I think the key changes and aspect for me is you cannot underestimate the importance of actually developing whatever fueling strategy in training and just extend that through to race day. That's critical for me. But also learning what your body can consume and what it can't, in that process so that you go with what works for you.
What's been the biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your triathlon career?
Finding out I couldn't consume Gatorade and power bars in my first one. Plan B and Plan C came out, and that involved bananas and Coca-Cola on the bike of all places, and having to consume quite a few gels, probably an excessive amount of gels in the first one, just to keep things ticking along.
What do you do now from a nutrition point of view in a race? Let's talk about specifics and how you approach it in the sort of days up to it and then during race day itself.
Yeah, for me, I stick to liquid calories, carbohydrates, for the most part. I do consume a few gels, a couple on the bike and two or three on the run, depending on how I feel. And then other than that, my liquid fuel is more natural organic type based products now. I find that sits in the stomach better. I also use a product called Vespa, which assists with fat metabolism. I find that, that has helped considerably. And then on the run, I like many, gravitate towards the Coke and water.
And recovery-wise, nutrition, I mean, does that play a pretty big role in your training and recovery?
Absolutely. Recovery is ongoing. When it comes to actual race recovery, I'm always partial to a gluten-free pizza and a couple of glasses of red. But when it comes to day-to-day nutrition, my focus is on a real food diet. So cutting out the refined processed foods and sugars from the diet, a good starting point. That's my sort of basic approach to it.
And Roger, I mean, I hate to play it down, but it's really not rocket science. I mean, you talk about a real food diet and avoiding processed. It's actually quite simple. We tend to overcomplicate things.
Absolutely. And then when you overcomplicate it, it becomes a stress, and that will only do one thing and get in the way of other things that you need to do or should be focused on.
Could not agree more. Roger, thank you so much for your time once again. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up. Hopefully we can touch base when you are in Cape Town, show you some of the sights and sounds. I'm sure you're going to love it. And we look forward to following your progress and your journey to yet another Kona qualifier.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brad. Look forward to seeing you in person.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.